AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The storm system that forecasters worried about moving across the southern plains in the past few hours, spawning tornadoes, but thankfully not the dangerous tornadoes that forecasters had feared. No injuries reported. Late yesterday, the Weather Service reduced the severe threat of violent storms to a small area of Oklahoma and Texas. President Trump has told him not to. So former White House lawyer Don McGahn will not testify before the House Judiciary Committee this morning as it continues its investigations. The president says that benefits future presidencies.
Well, as I understand it, they're doing that for the office of the presidency for future presidents. I think it's a very important precedent.
AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
Following a Justice Department opinion that close presidential advisors cannot be compelled to testify before Congress, and after President Trump directed him not to, Don McGahn has told the committee he will not appear despite the panel's subpoena. McGahn's lawyer, William Burke, in a letter to committee chairman Gerald Nadler, encourages the committee to negotiate a compromise with the White House, writing that his client, quote, again finds himself facing contradictory instructions from two co-equal branches of government. In a statement, Nadler calls the refusal the latest example of this administration's disdain for law. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The man charged with killing 17 people in last year's Florida school shooting is due back in court today. 20-year-old Nicholas Cruz is charged in the massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Cruz could get the death penalty if he's convicted. An airline industry group predicts a record number of travelers this summer. Get ready. 2.8 million a day, says the Airlines for America forecast. That's a 3.4% increase over last summer. This is AP Radio News. Turns out Aretha Franklin did have a will.
It seems not only did Aretha Franklin leave behind a will, she left three. A lawyer for the late Queen of Soul says the wills were all done by hand and turned up at Franklin's home outside of Detroit. One of the wills, David Bennett says, was found in a spiral notebook under some cushions in the living room. That will, Bennett says, is the latest one, dated March 2014, and it appears to give Franklin's assets to family members. But being handwritten, Bennett says some of the writing is hard to make out. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The founder of Huawei says U.S. restrictions on sales to the Chinese tech giant will have little impact, and the company is talking with Google about the possible effect on its smartphone business. He told Chinese reporters this morning in comments broadcast by state TV the company has, quote, supply backups if it loses access to American chips. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.